on a lawless emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the Jack and Spike Show.
Welcome to the Jack and Spike Show. Candidate filing this week has shown that there's a lot of candidates out there that are just popping up out of nowhere, like that one person who's running for governor that nobody knew was even going to run.
Deadline's coming.
It's coming. My Tiffany Smiley is running for Congress, and I have some strong thoughts about Mrs. Smiley. So, and I'm going to try to be as kind as I possibly can in my thoughts.
Good man.
But there's a way to tell when somebody is a neoliberal. They just give it away. They can't help themselves, yep. Right? It's kind of like a vegan. They can't help but let everybody know that they're a vegan. When you're a neoliberal, I can't stand neoliberalism, but that's the system that we live in. And I'll try to convince people why I think that Tiffany Smiley should not be elected. UW's W sign was besmirched with red paint by pro-Palestinian protesters. Now, I understand that aesthetically this might be upsetting to people. It's red paint on and they have very strong feelings about it. But it's just paint, right? It's just paint.
It is.
It doesn't really matter.
Paint. I agree.
And when I was looking at pictures of my alma mater of University of California, Santa Cruz, where you can learn how to smoke weed out of all kinds of different fruits and pipes and all kinds of books and whatnot. Nice. You don't even have to go to class. You're just learning how to smoke weed out of vegetables and whatnot. So I was looking at the photos that they did the same thing at my old university. They threw a bunch of paint on the sign. They said the University of California is the big old sign out front, and then it says supports genocide. Okay. They spray painted that at the bottom.
Yeah.
Maintenance went out there, cleaned it up. No big deal. I don't think that people realize how well, let me back up a little bit. The civil rights movement, let's just think about this for 2 seconds. If you go back and you read primary sources, as I did this weekend because I don't have a lot of friends, what you'll find is in these primary sources is the opinion pieces are as follows. I am fine with people if they want to protest, but I don't like the violence that I see, right? So people would say that. They would say that about nonviolent protests.
Sure, yeah.
And they would say, well, those people are free to do what they want to do, but they shouldn't be sitting and disrupting that business, in reference to the black men and women who decided to sit down at counters, which were listed as whites only.
Okay.
People would say, well, they're free to protest the whole, you know, separate pools thing, but don't get in the pool with everybody else because you're disrupting what's going on. You're causing a nuisance, right? That was the idea. That was the general essence of what was going on at the time. There was a poll that was released in 1964 saying that 57% of Americans disagreed with the political movement which was occurring within the civil rights movement.
Wow.
They thought that it was disruptive. They thought that it was a nuisance. And they thought that it was an annoyance. They didn't like the way that it looked. 57%. Now, I'm not trying to compare what's going on at the UW or any other college to the civil rights movement. But what I am saying is that the sentiment is almost exactly the same.
Yeah, it is.
You largely have a bunch of kids who largely are being nonviolent, right? They're not committing. There's some exceptions to that. There's some George Soros agitators in the crowd. I get it.
Okay.
But the vast majority of these kids are doing sit-ins, peaceful sit-ins. Sure, they might be spray painting some things. Sure, they might be defacing some things. But the vast majority of what's going on is sit-ins. And what I hear from people in response to this is largely bad arguments. They say, well, they shouldn't be there because that's private property. That's not true. These are public institutions. I can go on the UW anytime I want to. Say, well, they're breaking the law. Technically speaking, walking down a highway or walking over a bridge to try to protest segregation is breaking the law. When people say, well, like, well, this is unlawful assembly. It's the exact same language that people were using back during the civil rights movement. The point of these kinds of protests is to sit and to make up a statement.
Yes.
Through action.
Is. Yep.
And so I might disagree with the methods that they're using. I even disagree with the messaging that they're using. But this insistence that these kids need to be hauled off or arrested or whatever it is, I find that to be reminiscent of an idea in political theory, which is this idea that liberalism is the new form of fascism in the United States. Meaning that if there is a protest by which I disagree with, it is considered to be unlawful, regardless of what the intent is behind it. It's disruptive. I don't like it. I don't like seeing it. It makes me feel bad. It's unlawful assembly. Are you on the side of people or are you on the side of the state? most people would like to think that they're on the side of other human beings.
Sure.
But from what I read from people, they're more than happy to have the big boot of government come down and beat up these kids, right? I mean, look what happened to the University of Texas at Austin. Look what happened to those kids. Now, Frank Shires came in here and he made a big old speech about how, well, they need to be removed because blah, 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 blah. I would encourage people to go and read about the sit-in protests that happened at colleges during the civil rights movement and look at the commentaries that people had. They need to be removed. They're not allowed to be there. This is unlawful assembly. They're free to protest, but they can't do it on that campus. It is the exact same language, and it is deeply, deeply disturbing when I see the amount of people who turn and run to the state every time they see something that they don't like.
It's the exact same. You're spot on with this.
It I know.
Was the
thank
civil,
you.
It was the civil rights movement. It was the Vietnam War.
It was exactly.
It was apartheid.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, the, no. So, apartheid's well, a little different. Well, no, apartheid's very different, actually.
Well, hold on. Let me finish my thought. My point was there were protests on campuses that people didn't like when it came time for Americans to step up and give their to voice their displeasure about apartheid.
I mean, apartheid was incredibly violent, Spike. If you've read into the,
I'm not talking about the act of apartheid. I'm talking about the protests.
I'm talking about the apartheid protests.
Okay,
they were incredibly violent. Okay. I mean, if you go back,
all
and
of
you,
them, or just there were
the
violent.
The vast majority okay. of that no. was a violent uprising.
Okay.
So. But I get what you're saying with the other points, though, when you're talking about the civil rights movement and things of that.
I was
nature.
Just trying to say that sometimes protests that are disruptive are the only way to move the needle in social situations.
I don't really even care if they're disruptive or not. Like, my thought about it more so is that we have the veneer of being free citizens. We have, it's an illusion. We're not actually free citizens. We all have to obey a certain amount of rules that the state lays down in front of us. Now, in some instances, we view that as injustice. In some instances, we view that as being, I can't believe that government taxes me so much. I can't believe that government restricts my free movement. You're telling me that I can't move between countries without having to show an ID and a passport? I'm an American citizen. I should be able to go wherever. We have these like vague ideas about it. But then when the rubber meets the road and we actually see the formation of people who are protesting against the state, because we don't like the aesthetics of it, we kowtow to big government. And we say, please, Greg Abbott, please remove these blue-haired lesbians from this campus. I don't like the things that they're saying about Jews. Please get them out of here, right? I mean, this is the confliction or the conflict that people have with liberalism, which is this idea that like, hey, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Well, what happens when you become the lawbreaker based on arbitrary and capricious laws about where you can and cannot be? This is, right, like, technically speaking, you could make the argument that the J6ers, who didn't commit any acts of violence whatsoever, who didn't break into any building whatsoever, who were just walking along with everybody else, were peaceful protesters.
I would agree with that completely.
Peaceful demonstrators,
yeah,
right? But then you have a bunch of progressives out there. They're like, oh, geez, it's trespassing on hallowed sacred ground, whatever it is. I am on the side of human beings. I'm not on the side of the state. I'm on the side of people being able to say and do and act as they please, as long as it's nonviolent, as long as they're not hurting anybody. You say whatever you want to throw paint on a sign. Doesn't make any difference to me. Doesn't make any difference to the sign. The people that it offends are these neoliberal individuals who think that in some way is an affront to their relationship to the state. And they say, well, you can't be a rule breaker. That's the state. You can't violate mommy's rules. We're all going to end up in timeout if you do that. It's absurd. It's a contradiction in philosophy. And I find it to be really gross.
Well put.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm not going to argue that at all.
Candidate filing week in Washington kicked off Monday. Here are some prominent contenders in this year's statewide races. I don't care about any of them. I only care about Tiffany Smiley because she talked to Jason Rantz over at 770 KTTH. And she said something that is a bit tropish. It's a bit unoriginal. It's a bit embarrassing. She said, I don't recognize our country anymore, is what she says. She says, I don't recognize it because, you know, clearly so much is, quote unquote, clearly it's unrecognizable. Mount Rushmore, who are those strange men up there? I don't recognize them. The Statue of Liberty, gone. We can't recognize anything, right? It's become like an M.C. Escher painting, ever changing, ever morphing. We have no conception of, I don't recognize this country anymore, even though it's exactly the same as it's always been with like slight changes. This is a level of like hyperbolic nonsense that I can't get on board with.
It's the same MAGA Barbie talking points we got to live through in the 2020 senatorial campaign.
Just even MAGA Barbie.
I thought you were going to slide that on a note.
Geez,
I ran out of paper.
She said, meaning she and her husband, don't even recognize the country that we are in, and we want to make sure that we aren't leaving our boys a country worth losing their eyesight for. What does that mean? Am I missing context in this, Laura?
Do you want me to play the clip?
Yeah, play the clip. Sure. I want to hear this.
When you look at the 4th District, we're a very, very red, pro-America district. We want to make sure that we are leaving our boys a country worth losing their eyesight for. So this isn't necessarily about challenging another Republican. This is about doing right for our country.
What does that mean? Leaving our boys a country worth losing their eyesight for?
Her husband lost his eyesight in combat.
Okay. But why does that apply to her? I don't understand. So her husband lost his eyes in combat.
Right.
And now, so she's trying to shoehorn that in?
Of course she's trying to shoehorn that in. Like the campaign commercial she ran last time with her blind husband sitting in front of a TV watching the Seahawks with his kids.
Wait, we want to make sure that we aren't leaving our boys a country worth losing their eyesight for. That's the wrong conjugation on that, correct?
That's true.
That's not the right way to, say that we have, but that's the point, is that no one should lose their eyesight whatsoever in defense of anything because violence is wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, no offense to her fine husband who served in the military, but this is bizarre that you're going to prostitute your husband's disability and your children at the same time in order to gain campaign sympathy. That's awkward. That makes me physically uncomfortable, right?
Well, it's your table chair MAGA talking points, drugs at the border, criminals, crime, an invasion of immigration. You know, every simple puppet talking point you got last 2 years ago, back at us.
So she can't even. She can't even approximate a policy. It's my husband served in the military. That's your sales pitch. You know, that's like, ugh, that makes me feel really uncomfortable. She goes on to say, this isn't necessarily about challenging another Republican. This is about what's doing right for our country and the future of our children. These are boilerplate neoliberal talking points. This is boilerplate. She goes on to talk about Afghanistan. Do we have that clip, Laura, or should I just read it? Okay. She says something along the lines of, that Joe Biden fumbled the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Withdrawal, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And she says, if Trump was in office, that would have never happened. One, I didn't know that she was that she could see the future. I had no idea that she could break temporal linear time and see into universes that do not exist. Really quite an amazing feat for Miss Smiley. This would have never happened if Trump was in office. How do you know, lady? And then she goes on to basically say, in so many words, that we should have stayed in Afghanistan, that we should have continued the military machine in Afghanistan and waste more money and more lives. Is that what it is?
I don't think she's actually acknowledging the fact that the reason we had the horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan was put in place by the agreement Trump made to draw down troops, to release Taliban there were 5,000 Taliban fighters released from prison into Afghanistan prior to the withdrawal that was forced on Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, sure, maybe he could have stopped the withdrawal, left us in to fight, left a diminished force in Afghanistan to be attacked by Taliban that had been released in Afghanistan. No, Biden did what his hand was forced to do so.
Well, not only that, I've spoken to many people in the military. Trump was like, oh, we got to get all that material out of there. How? We got to get all that stuff out of there. How? On what timeline? He had no timeline. He says that he did. But he kept extending it.
Yeah.
And so this is the bizarre thing. When you look at people who are pushing a neoliberal agenda, what Tiffany Smiley is basically admitting is, I am glad spending United States dollars overseas as long as the machine keeps running. Mm-hmm. Right. This is war hawk language. And I can see right through the American flags and the MAGA hats. Yep. And I see this person exactly for who they are. This is someone who's willing to prostitute the tragedy of other people and then bring in her children to make a political point without actually putting forth any policy whatsoever. Please, this is embarrassing. What an embarrassing thing to say. No offense to her. I'm sure she's a nice lady. She's got two kids, two boys.
Two kids and a disabled veteran husband. And she's like, I'm going to support our troops and fight for our veterans, which is great. I think all candidates should fight for our veterans and their benefits. That's find me the candidate who isn't willing to fight for veterans' benefits.
Oh, wait, that was the GOP when they voted against the burn pit, the medical entitlements for the burn pit.
John Stewart had to go fight Congress to maintain that.
Gee whiz, that was the one that Ted Cruz, he actually fist-bumped that other guy when they voted nay on it because they were arguing over whether or not it should be mandatory or discretionary spending because they wanted to vote on whether or not our vets actually were entitled to those benefits every year. That's demonic. That's what devils do. Right? I mean, right.
But the talking points are easy to throw out there. Wave a flag behind you.
Listen, I appreciate my country a lot. I love the country that I live in. What I don't appreciate are these like bizarre neoliberals who come in and they're waving flags and they've got sparkles in the other hand and they prostitute the memory or the tragedy of other human beings in order to garner sympathy for votes. That is a sales pitch. It is in no way, shape, or form a policy. I don't recognize our country is talk radio talking points that have been burned out since 2016. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you, buddy.
Completely burned out. And when we're supposed to take somebody like this seriously, I just don't know how could I possibly take this human being seriously as a candidate for anything?
I'm with you, but there'll be a multi-million dollar campaign.
I'll do everything I can to try to prevent that lady from getting in office.
She's photogenic. She's well-spoken.
It's about protecting the future of our children. Okay, so who is trying to dismantle CHIP? Is something that I would ask Tiffany Smiley.
Fair question.
Who is the child health insurance program that was brought forth by the former senator from Utah?
Not Lee.
Chip Roy.
No, Chip Roy's a senator from Texas.
So I think
was the governor?
I don't remember, but that was a Republican-sponsored program. The child health care program that was an extension of Obamacare. Who is trying to dismantle that? Who is trying to take away health care from children? It's not Democrats. Like, this is bizarro land. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is like, I see right through this facade. And the reason I'm so animated about it is I see hollow politicians coming out and subverting conservative ideas so that they can get a sweet congressional seat and then cash in on all that congressional knowledge. Dan Crenshaw, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you name it. These people get into these positions of power and they go, Democrats bad, Democrats bad. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene's net worth over the last 6 years and tell me that that woman has not benefited directly from her congressional knowledge or Dan Crenshaw or any other person in that office. These people are just as bad as establishment Democrats, but because they have a MAGA hat and because they go, I support our military, people bend over backwards because they make them feel good. This is like, it makes me want to vomit. Do you know what I mean? This kind of like gross prostitution of American ideas.
Good.
Man, I was trying to be nice. I was trying really hard to be nice. Talk about a swamp creature, dude. I'm going to get a note on this segment for sure. It's going to sound like this. Jack, do you think maybe when you're talking about Tiffany Smiley, do you think that maybe you might want to be a little bit more even-handed in the way you talk about people when they're running for office?
Well,
that's probably going to be the note that I get.
We'll do it. We'll make every effort. We'll see if she can address issues.
I'm not even going to try, I'm not even going to try.
Come around with some issues.
I can't. This is the thing, man, is that people do this thing where they're constantly like Democrats, 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 Democrats. I'm like, OK, yes, we all agree that there are aspects of the Democrat Party that are bad. Let's talk about the aspects of the GOP that are bad. And they go, whoa, Lib. Whoa, 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 they're snowflake. Whoa, 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 they're socialist. Like, let's not talk about the GOP. They're the only people who are trying to do anything. Are they? Are they? Do what? So far, I'm looking at my calendar. This Congress has accomplished what?
No, squat. It's officially squat. Yeah. There was a bill proposed to give us border security, to give us, judges, to give us agents, to give us resources. It died.
Lots of bipartisan legislation that died on the vine thanks to one party. And if I'm the guy who calls it out, if I'm the guy who says, like, you guys, the GOP is a joke, I'll be that guy. And if people want to side with it because it makes them feel good and you want to continue to wonder why things don't change, don't come to me with it. I told you. I told you why your country is, quote unquote, not recognizable. I told you why things were falling apart, right? I'm telling people right now, like, spot the neoliberal. When you see it, don't vote for it. Catholic school teacher tells parents she's being forced out because she's gay. I'm not Catholic and I'm not gay. So I thought, well, who do we call who is at least one of those things? John Curley is who I said, because he's Catholic, right? Everybody knows that. So I thought we could ask an expert on Catholicism as to what exactly is going on in Shoreline.
It's right up by my neighborhood. I know the school very well.
St. Catholic School. Yeah.
I know students and families.
Mr. Curley will be on in a couple of you right after this.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A local Catholic school teacher says parents she's being forced out because she's gay. It's a weird story. It's unusual because it's the end of the school year. Generally, these kind of public schools, they have contracts. Mm-hmm. People don't get forced out as much as their contract is up.
Well, she was told not being renewed.
Exactly. Yep. Unusual. Thankfully, what's not unusual, Mr. John Curley coming in.
As a Catholic.
As our local senior Catholic correspondent. And peace with you, right, sir. And peace with you.
And with your spirit.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So, John, my read of this is you have a teacher who's upset because her contract is not being renewed. Parents are crying foul, and they want her reinstated. Deborah Horn did this story over at Cairo 7 News. We have a little bit of the cut from a parent. Her name is Whitney Hicks, and she spoke to Cairo 7's Deborah Horn. She said that they heard the priest said this.
That the priest said, "We are not renewing your contract because you are going on record as being gay. By marrying your partner, it is public record." So.
And you disagree with that?
Yes, with all my heart and soul.
So she doesn't have a child in kindergarten, but she had this to say about it.
You don't have a child in the kindergarten.
We do not have children in the kindergarten.
What do you feel about what has happened?
Appalled. Appalled. Because there are gay children in this community, in this school, who are afraid to say anything about it.
So, John, what's your read of this as our senior Catholic correspondent?
Hearsay, Your Honor. Hearsay.
That's it?
You heard that the priest said something? You heard the priest said something? Besides, the Supreme Court has already ruled on this, so case closed, move on. She didn't get her contract renewed. But they didn't say why. Now they're saying, oh, we heard the priest said this. I don't know. Did the priest say that? That's hearsay. But the Supreme Court has already ruled on this thing in 2020. There was a case out of California. And these two people said, oh, they wouldn't hire us. They're discriminated against us because we're gay. The Ninth Circuit said it's okay. And then it went up to the Supreme Court. And they said, listen, if you have ministerial duties, they call it, that's you're teaching kids part something about the religion. If you are, then you're protected and the religious school can, quote unquote, discriminate against you. That's the way it works.
John, you took all my talking points and you did all my research for me. Thanks for that, John.
No, I'm sorry, but I
had all my notes.
No, a rule was 7. Okay, then here's the quiz. Who ruled against it? Who was in the dissent?
Oh, that's got to be Sotomayor, I would imagine. That's right.
And?
Oh, geez, you're really testing me on
probably
this.
Probably RBG.
RBG! Spike comes in with the finish. There's your close.
There you go. Yeah. So, but this is my thought about it, John. Is it's a religious institution, and if you're a gay Catholic, and you are the let's just say that this teacher is indeed gay, would you not want to go to a section of Catholicism which is more amenable to your marriage with your wife? Like, I would not want to work for an institution that did not want me there. I wouldn't want to be there. I would go somewhere else. Right.
Okay. That's right.
But
sure.
To say that somehow your rights have been violated, Supreme Court ruled on it. I'm not saying it was the correct decision to make, but what I am saying, though, is that when you look at the way that that school chooses to conduct its business, because it is a hedge fund, basically, with a nice cross in front of it, that's the way that they choose to run their business. And so as a free market filthy capitalist, I just say you get a lot of traction going to a different Catholic entity, which is amenable to your lovely marriage with your wife.
Agreed. Now I got to say that I know these families involved. This is in my community. And the families from St. Luke's are members of the swim club and swim team that my family's a member of. My kid didn't go to St. Luke's, but I know these parents. I know a lot of these parents in the story, and I know Ms. Hicks.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hicks.
Yeah.
They love this teacher is the problem. It's not so much that they want gay rights, and she does, and I'm sure they do. They love this teacher, and this teacher loves this community and this school. And for the fact that this teacher's got to go elsewhere, seek her career in a different community, start all over again because of her constitutional rights to be married to another woman, that's where I have a problem. You know, I understand they've got a right to run their business as they see fit. It's a parochial school, and I respect and understand that.
But if my contract doesn't get renewed, or if John's contract doesn't get renewed, is that really, you know what I mean? Is that really my constitutional rights being violated?
If it says that your contract is not being renewed because you went, and she said in an email, teacher sent out an email saying I won't be invited back next year because I'm gay.
Again, but John made this point. John, if you want to reiterate that point.
Sorry, ruled. Supreme Court says the religious schools can set up whatever laws they want. It's not protected by Title VII, and they're allowed to discriminate.
John,
as
a Catholic, though, I got to ask this question. The kind of theocratic underpinnings of this is that homosexuality is still looked at as a sin within the Catholic Church, yes?
Yep. You can be gay, just not allowed to act on it. That's kind of the... They kind of give you the gray area there.
That's kind of rough for a lot of people out there. So it's a little rough.
I was going to make some jokes I will not make on this video.
About contracts not being renewed.
I know, right? John, how about the families who are going to be out front handing out stickers and waving pride flags to show support for this teacher?
Yeah, I would ask them to just go to the Supreme Court and you could read. It's very simple. You know what? Don't go to Catholic school. That's the rule. It's a private club. It's like a country club. A golf club could like say, we don't want to let Jews in. We're like, no blacks, no Catholics, whatever. They're allowed to do whatever they want. So they could do whatever they want. So that's it. By the way, that's how it's written in the law. That's what it is. So go ahead. You can hand out as many stickers as you want, but you're not going to do anything to protect the person.
I'm saying that teacher, and I would really encourage her to do this because I'm 100% in favor of her marriage. I think that there are new sections of Catholicism that have opened up that are very, very agreeable to homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And I think that she should go seek that out. Well, I would never want to be somewhere where I am not wanted. I have had this. It's the same reason why if my landlord doesn't renew my lease, I go, okay, looks like I'm leaving.
Yeah, you're not going to fight to stay in the apartment.
I'm not going to squat like that one guy is in South Seattle or whatever. I'm not going to be there for a year. If I'm not wanted somewhere, I will leave. And I think what happens is that because she is gay, it now adds a different angle to it. But at the same time, what I would say to her is, I'm sorry that this happened to you, but what a great opportunity for future things in your life, right?
Yeah. If she's such a great teacher and everybody loves her, she'll have no trouble finding another job. They need teachers. Maybe why she wanted to teach at a Catholic school, I don't know.
Well, those are cushy jobs,
she went in. It's what?
It's a great job.
It's a great job. Yeah. At a Catholic school.
Oh, good. Okay.
What's so cushy about it, Laura?
Really?
Better benefits, probably better pay.
Better funded classrooms, better resource classrooms. In a private school, not so much parochial. In a private school, as opposed to going to the public school system, it's a good gig.
And you're closer to Jesus.
Higher pay in public schools, but that's because they get the money from the taxpayers rather than the consumers that make the decision where they want the money to go. You make more money in the public school. But that's the rule. The rule is, it is a weird thing. It's like, what if somebody's divorced? Well, the Catholic Church doesn't recognize divorce. But you could be divorced. It's like, it is this weird thing that all of a sudden they slip into where, well, you know, enforce that one or enforce this one. It happened Eastside Catholic a couple of years ago. But they decide, again, they're the employer. They can decide who they want to hire and not hire. So in this case, I don't know if it was because she was gay. That's what she's saying. Who knows? But they're allowed. And case closed. It's over. Don't waste your time handing out stickers.
John, before we got to get out of here. Are you still going to Mass or are you skipping Mass these days?
You know, I've been going to a Christian church in Roslyn, and I do go to a Catholic church as well. I like to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Well, that's a little unusual, my friend, because you should be going to Mass.
Go to church shop. Don't church shop.
Go to Mass.
Father Todd, St. Joe's. Go to Father Todd, St. Joe's in Issaquah.
John,
great Mass.
I need you to light a votive candle for me. That's what I need. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. And peace with you, my friend.
And with your spirit.
Thank you, sir. Biden's investing in America agenda has allocated $28 million to Washington State. I don't recognize this country anymore, is what I said. I don't recognize this country. I want lead in my water. I'm Tiffany Smiley. I don't recognize my country anymore.
That's America. I want to leave my kids.
You're spending money on Americans, Joe Biden. I won't stand for it. I don't recognize this country anymore when we get back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't recognize this country anymore. Clean drinking water. What next?
What breathable air?
Breathable air. I don't recognize this at all. So Biden's Investing in America agenda allocates $28 million to Washington State to prevent lead contamination in water. Now, this is a great America First policy. How do you like that rebranding?
Nice touch.
Because lead is the cause of many a historic figure's demise. You ever hear lead poisoning?
Sure, you bet.
Slow insanity over time.
Yep,
Goya, Chopin. I mean, we've had geniuses, luminaries of art and culture brought down low by mighty lead. Big lead is trying to put their boots on our neck. Am I right or am I right?
It's that anything the other side does is bad mentality that keeps progress from happening in this country.
That's
and
right.
It finally got to be infrastructure year, let alone infrastructure week.
Yeah.
And we're getting some money here in the state of Washington as well. They want to replace every lead pipe in America. Because we had invested in infrastructure in 40 years.
Yeah, and so there was actually a really interesting documentary that was done about Arkansas and lead poisoning that was affecting a community where for decades children were drinking, swimming in, being exposed to
daily
lead in this community.
Yep.
And so they did a because they had generational exposure to lead, they were able to track the decline in high school graduation.
Mm-hmm.
The decline in college applications, the decline in test scores, almost directly to the inevitable outcome of the majority of these kids ending up on SSDI because they were so incapacitated by lead exposure that they just eventually couldn't work. Now, I say all that to say this. I don't recognize my country anymore where we're trying to big governments coming in to fix problems like this, wasting John Q taxpayers' money on clean drinking water. Government bad is what I say. Inept, bad, awful all day long, right?
What I love about this is they don't care what color your county is. With this program from the Biden administration. They don't care. They don't care what part of Eastern Washington needs new pipes.
They should. It should only go to red states or red counties. That's what I say. All right. Wait. Red counties blue. Hate government. Blue. That's blue. Right. Yeah, that's right.
If you're blue, it's for you.
This is why, like, you know, people get into debates about the systems that we have in the United States. And, you know, I agree that we're all taxed too much. And I agree that there's a tremendous amount of waste, and I agree that there's a tremendous amount of oversight, deep state, so on and so forth. I agree with a lot of people on all those kinds of documents.
Yeah.
What I don't like, though, is when money is given back to Americans in such a way that will directly benefit all citizens in this fine state, and yet people will still find a reason to not like it, right? They will still find a reason to detest it and to hate it and to not like it simply because it's got Joe Biden's signature on the check.
You talked earlier about the CHIPS program. You know how many red states are living, kids are thriving because of the CHIPS program?
Oh, I think it's like 3/4 of those states all use CHIP, right?
Right. I mean, it's like... Right. I mean, quit voting against your own interest, folks.
Did you hear about this county in Oklahoma when they got rid of Obamacare? Like, all the people voted.
Oh, yeah, they voted out. They voted it out of it.
And then 40% of the people in that county lost their health coverage.
Yep.
And then they were saying, so what's the state going to do to replace this? Yep. And the state was like, well, you go get your own. Now.
Yeah,
and
they said, freedom, remember?
And they said, but I need my insulin. And the state said, womp womp.
Yep.
So,
oh no, blue guy bad.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We'll take not a quick break.
We'll a longer break.
It'll be a much longer break. It'd be 23 solid hours. Andrew, A+ today, my friend. I see how hard you're working behind the board. I almost saw a bead of sweat start to materialize.
Never.
As you were.
Never a bead of sweat.
Judge. Thank you, sir. Laura, A+ today. Always a great job. Did I compliment you on your fine cardigan sweater, by the way, today?
Is this a cardigan? I think cardigans are open.
Right, but I still like it nonetheless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Spike, solid C+.
Thanks, buddy.
Here's your quote of the day.
Nice shooting, son. What's your name?
From God's mouth to Trump's ears to Trump's thumbs to Truth Social to my eyeballs, right? I mean, that's the best way to think about that.